We turn now to the World Health Organization, which is assessing the threat of the flu, both this winter and next. Today, the WHO made its recommendation for what goes into the next winter's flu vaccine for the Northern Hemisphere. Next week, it will meet to consider whether the swine flu pandemic has peaked. The number of cases has been decreasing. Joining me from Boston is NPR health and science correspondent Richard Knox. Richard, first of all, what can we say about the pandemic? How bad was it?
Not as bad as they thought it might be. There's some new estimates from the CDC that tell an interesting story about what we've just been through. About 57 million Americans got this new H1N1 flu between last April and January, and that's really probably about as many as get the flu in a severe flu season, a regular one, not a pandemic season. Deaths, this is where there's a big difference. Considerably fewer deaths than usual, around 12,000 so far, and that's less than half of what you would normally see in a regular flu season. The striking thing this time around is really who got sick, or who got really sick, and who died. Normally, people over 65 are the majority of flu hospitalizations and deaths. This year, it's just really the opposite. 9 out of 10 hospitalizations and 9 out of 10 deaths have been among those under 65, and most notably young adults and children.
Health officials have warned that there might be a third wave. What is a third wave? Do they still think it's going to happen?
A third wave would be another surge. We had one. First wave was last April through June. Second wave was in the fall, September through December. And they thought there might be a third one this spring, late winter, spring, because that's happened before in pandemics. But so far, it's not happening, and CDC and the World Health Organization say the chances of a third wave are going down.
Now, there was a huge campaign to get Americans vaccinated against both seasonal flu and the pandemic H1N1. Did that work?
Not as much as was hoped. There's one figure that I think tells the story. The U.S. government ordered enough of the brand new vaccine, the H1N1 vaccine, for 3 out of every 5 Americans, 60%. But really only about 25% of Americans got vaccinated. So that's disappointing. Despite the big media blitz, the percentage of high-risk people who were told over and over again you need to get vaccinated, the percentage of those who did was really no higher than usual. Same with healthcare workers. A big part of the problem was that most of the vaccine didn't arrive until after the peak was passed in mid-October. But clearly Americans weren't convinced that the pandemic was a big threat.
Now they're working on the new recipe for the next vaccine. Is that going to be based on H1N1?
Yes. The new H1N1, which emerged last spring, is certainly going to be a major component of the next fall's vaccine. That's because it's still circulating around the world. It's crowded out everything else over the past months. It could compete really well, and so therefore we can expect it to come back.
If they do decide the pandemic is over, are we back to normal? What would normal look like?
There's going to be a new normal. This is what happens with pandemics. A pandemic kind of comes along, it's a brand new virus, and it resets the clock, really. Typically what happens is that this new H1N1 will be with us for a long time to come, years and years to come, and gradually it will change, and gradually the population will get exposed to it. Next fall, I think it's going to be not easy to predict whether we're going to have the same people, that's to say young adults and children, vulnerable to the flu next fall as were this year. Clearly, there's a lot of them have already been exposed. 57 million Americans have gotten it, many of them young, so they're going to be okay. A lot of them have gotten vaccinated. They'll be okay. More than a third of the U.S. population probably is already immune, so we might expect something a little less severe. But there's still going to be an awful lot of Americans who will be vulnerable, and many of them will be younger.
NPR's health and science correspondent, Richard Knox, thanks very much.
You're welcome.